Welcome back, Straight Outta Low Cash. My bad.
Welcome back, Straight Outta Low Cash. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a little heartburn from this McDonald's.
Yeah,
we're brother Javon, what's been up, brother?
Man, nothing much, man. We just rocking out, man. We just, you know, making moves, man. Just trying to get to that next level, man. Time to level
up.
I
was a show in Chicago and everything.
I went really well, man. Shout out to Jokes and Notes. Shout out to Kevin Damfool Simpson. We had a great time, man. Always a good time performing at Jokes and Notes. I would say that's one of the best comedy clubs that I perform at, period.
Period.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rem, what's been going on, brother?
Cool, man.
All right.
Nah, go ahead. You good.
All right. First, before we get to the mailbag, man, we got to do this tribute song for Naisha, who, last week, we told everybody that, how much she didn't support Straight Outta Low Cash and Joel Osteen Fund, PayPal Fund, that she has contributed to not once but twice.
Okay, well, and
of good significant amount of money, man. So we got a song for what we gonna do here though. You ready, Brim? Pull up that. Oh no, we gonna talk over it.
Yeah. It's Naisha. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Naisha. Okay. Well, it's only one way to, show thanks.
Here you go, right here.
To, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that R&B voice, you know what I'm saying? You got to have you a good R&B voice,
Naisha.
You know what I'm saying? And so I want to send a shout out.
Tell us, son.
To baby girl. Where's she from? Where's she from, D?
I think she's from Houston, brother.
Oh, H-Town.
What you got to say, man?
Wait a minute, man. You can't be smooth and stuttering like that, man. You gotta let it flow, because Naisha don't want nobody
Naisha,
to be.
Naisha, the nation's like a 187, man.
Dude, Naisha, this is for you, baby girl. And I'm going to tell you this. I want you to come to St. Louis. Just chill with us here at Straight Outta Low Cash. Enjoy an episode of us. Then we're going to take you out to what we call Emo's Pizza here. It's a romantic spot. Yeah.
Then we're going to take you to bottoms up and everything.
Whoa. We can't take Naisha, though. That's ratchet. But you know what, though? Ratchet is good. Yeah. Well, this is to Naisha. And thank you so much, baby girl, for doing your thing and helping us out. And we just trying to continue this and get better. Daryl is wearing a turtleneck, especially for you right now. Now, don't look down at your chest and neck. You can't see the turtle on the neck. It's right up under your face. So, yeah, I want you to say thank you, Naisha. And we appreciate you, baby girl. Ha.
Yeah, we out. All right, there we go. Thank you, Naisha, of course. Though. You can also donate. You can maybe even get your own song. You get the donating. Now, if it's a dude, though, we gotta change it up, though.
Yeah, if it's a dude, we probably just play some Tupac and say thank you. And it ain't gonna be no laughing or ha 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 nothing like that.
Right.
Because that was only for the ladies.
Yes.
For the ladies.
And you can do that by going to straightolc.podbeam.com, and you can donate to us whatever you want to. And also hit up our sponsor. TweetAudio.com. Go ahead and get your headphones. If you put in the code SOLC, you will get 33% off your headphones. Free shipping too, people. Free shipping. So TweetAudio.com. All right, let's go and jump into this mailbag, Javon. We got some emails, man.
Uh-oh.
People got some stuff to say.
To who?
Us as a whole. Not nothing bad.
Okay.
They all been showing us love, though. Of course, we read the bad ones, though. So
yeah, we absolutely going to read the bad. We read the bad, the good, the cool, the weird, all that shit.
This is from Shay Baker. She says, hey, guys, first I want to say I think something's wrong with your voicemail because I tried and calling it first. Only gave me an option to listen to your message again or log into another mailbox. We took care of that. I'm doing another voicemail soon, though. Don't worry about that. All right, it says, but anyways, I wanted to comment real quick about this whole Drake thing. So I'm far from a Drake stan, but I think he's talented and puts out a whole lot more real music than the other nonsense on the radio and YouTube, like Dick It Down Woo Woo.
Dick It Down Woo Woo.
And the rest of the trash from Raw Naw. However, I totally agree that he is simping on a regular basis. He is the king, reigning supreme of all that is emotional, light-skinned nigga. But in his defense, he has always been this way, and I don't think people realize this. Like, I think most people started knowing about Drake after he did that I Wish I Could Fuck Every Girl in the World song with Lil Wayne. But prior to that, and he had a mixtape, I Told His Very Own, that I don't think most people know about. And I think the people that do know are only up to the harder songs like Unstoppable, featuring Santa Gold, which is on the NBK 2K10. soundtrack and Uptown featuring Bun B. But throughout that entire mixtape, he sang, he had two short tracks, one with Omarion and one with Lloyd. And those are the two of the most sensitive niggas I know.
Yeah,
but at the very end, he had a song called Brand New, and the whole entire song is about how he's with the chick and wonder if anything he's doing is impressing her, or if the last dude she said was what did the same thing. Now, that's some emotional bullshit right there. So all I'm saying is, in his defense, Drake has always been this way. I mean, he's wheelchair Jimmy, come on. But I guess maybe he needs to separate his real nigga rap and his emotional light skin singing. Maybe have separate albums for each to do on a double disc. I don't know, but y'all have to lay off him a little. He can only be himself, laugh out loud. Anyways, love the show. If you haven't heard them already, I want you guys to check out a group called The Internet. They are out of the iFuture camp, and they just dropped the album that's pretty nice. So consider putting it on rotation. Peace.
The Internet. We're going to check
that out. Yeah, we're going to check that out. We're going to check that out, Shane. Addressing the Drake thing, I think the reason I call him a sucker sometimes is because he tries to act hard on some tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got my goons, and we going to be coming to whoop your ass type thing, and then he being sensitive on the next track.
I think we got to look at it and take it for what it's worth, man. It's a lot of rappers that act all day, every day. And that's what I pretty much look at. That type of rap ass, I don't really look for nobody that's like real. You know what I'm saying? I look for, if you make good music, I'ma like it. Like Drake makes some songs that where I be like, oh, I can see somebody acting like this, but maybe not him.
Yeah.
You know, like, so Drake, I think, you know, he's a talented dude, man. He does his thing. But I can't see how people would get a
Ren, what you think? What you think about what she was saying about Drake and stuff?
Nah, I mean, I think that, I mean, it is, like he said, like Javon said, it is what it is. Like, he's able to do both, you know, even though he can get a little extra extra weak. But I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a problem with him. On the last album, I wish he would have rhymed a little bit more, you know, because he had a lot of songs. He was just like, okay, a little too much singing, but, you know. I wasn't surprised.
Cause you're a good girl, and you know it.
That joint, I kind of like that joint.
I do too.
You know, but I think I want to hear him like a couple more. That's like this little hardcore. Just get busy on just a little bit more.
This one, I'm okay. Now people get mad at Drake for kind of, I guess, doing that. He never necessarily just came out on no thug shit though. Drake always has. He always teetered that line on. Yeah. He might say, I got somebody that would do something to you. Now, I'm sure Drake does. I'm sure Drake has people that would
definitely
do something to all of us in here right now.
Most definitely.
So, I'm going to say one rapper that switched over a while ago that made me mad. Did nobody else get mad at it, dog? When Busta Rhymes. No, Busta Rhymes, man, when he's rapping about cocaine and stuff, dog. Man,
cocaine,
I was talking about. Dude, I was like, come on, man. Now that's a drastic transition right there. Like, coming from Wuha to...
even worse. The thing about, really, Busta Rhymes' career started at 18 and 19. So when was he selling drugs for real, knowing about coke?
Right. He said basically somebody, him and somebody had a trap house or something like that at one point.
How? He was in the industry, unless he was trapping while he was in the industry.
That could happen.
That happens a lot more than people want to admit as well.
Yeah. But, Drake not doing that. Drake ain't rapping about cocaine and stuff. I think we let certain rappers get away with it. Let Drake be light skinned and rap almost about some thug shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we can introduce our guest, and he let him jump in on this. DJ Nappy Needles is in the building with us.
Yes,
what's up?
One of the best DJs in the loop.
Legendary St. Louis DJ.
Hey, happened.
What do you think about with the letter with the Drake
situation? I was listening to y'all, man, and everybody's making good points. I would lean more toward what Javon was saying as well, and just make the point of, like, why not have somebody that represents this side and that side if it's truly him? Like, some people are of the, you know, the element that he provides as far as teetering on, you say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's not all that's to him, you know what I mean? Because nobody's hard all the time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He represents a lot of people.
You know what I mean?
He said he represents a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
they
mean,
might
like,
not want to admit it, but
and whether it's real or fake, it don't matter. It's like, you know, people still have a sensitive side. So I was never, you know, beating them up for representing that. I'm just kind of like Rem. I'm like, if it's good music, it's good music, regardless.
Right.
But a lot of his singing is just not good music.
Yeah.
That's just point blank. And I've always said, when he does straight up rap songs, it's really dope. Like,
yeah,
he can
like
really,
the Lord Knows.
Like, he can definitely do it.
Lord Knows is one of my favorite songs of all time.
He's
Lord
a dope
knows.
MC. He really is.
That Just Blaze beat with him and Rick Ross on the last album.
Yeah, Lord Knows.
I'm gonna have to go.
I haven't heard that. It's the best song.
You never. It's on the last album.
I hadn't heard the whole album yet.
It's one of the best beats I've ever heard in my life. Literally.
Is the beat better than that? that Rick Ross and Pusha T, that Hold On.
Yep.
Yes,
the, it's one of literally my top three favorite beats of all time. Literally, I'm talking about throughout hip hop.
I'm gonna have to go listen.
Just Blaze. I mean, it's got this little choir thing at the beginning thing.
What you saying? Just Blaze did.
Just Blaze is Just Blaze beat.
It's
well, that's what I was saying. Like, had.
Now you got that in there too. You know, of course, you know you do that.
I probably cut it off when Rick come on. But
yes, he.
Rick did decent. I mean, it's a.
I never said that Rick can't rhyme. I just don't like him. Yeah, I don't like Rick Ross. I'm just not with that. But with Drake, see, the other thing is, he's never said I could get it if I could see it if he came out and he was all about what, you know, the harder side, and he was like taunting and talking about people who might do what he does as far as the sensitive stuff. So he's never come out against that. So for him to do it, it's not like he's being a hypocrite or anything, you know. So
he's just being him.
He's just being him, like
Drake being Drake.
That's all it is.
All right. Jump back into the mailbag. This is from Kawan Gray. He says, man, love the show. I started listening on episode 96, so I went back to about episode 50. Damn.
Good shit, man.
Damn,
appreciate
man, that's
that.
Love right there. Damn, I don't even know if I listened to many episodes. 50 to 96. He listened to almost 150 episodes.
Hey, keep going, man.
Keep going back. And now catching up. I know. He's talking about Chuck Norris in here. I know most of this is way late, but I pay charity to see Javon getting knocked the fuck out by Chuck Norris. about 3 days after the fact, I'm still laughing at Javon saying Consequence got a mouthful of baby shoes. I don't know if the problem has been corrected on the newer episodes, but DJ Rem needs a mic at all times. When he talks most of the time, you can barely hear him. The main reason I'm writing this is because on episode 69, 50 Shades of Ray, a song is played during the second break, and I can't find the artist or name anywhere. Can you please supply me with that info? Much thanks, if you can. Keep doing y'all's thing. Midwest and Southwest love.
Salute.
I think this is dope.
Now, Daryl, now, look, wait a minute.
No, the Black Spade.
I was going to say, if you remember that.
What episode was it?
It was the one with we were talking about Ray Allen with them tweets, and he accidentally put his direct messages out on his regular timeline.
Dog, this
I think
nigga
that was.
Dog, you are.
I don't know how you remember that.
Dude, he a genius.
No, you're
a fucking genius if you remember that shit.
I remember it was that long ago, because I was like, dang, when is this coming out? He's like, man, it ain't going to come out for a minute.
Daryl, how do you remember what song you talking about, though?
I just had a. Because I knew if somebody was going to ask about something, it was going to be something like that, because everybody else was kind of an artist. That you could probably figure. And then you know what people are doing now is that little thing with their phone where they'll capture and find.
Yeah, because they am or whatever.
Yeah. And I was like,
that wasn't registered.
It definitely ain't registered. Not. So, but the group is called This Is Dope, and it's Black Spade. This is the dope.
This is the dope,
and it's Black Spade, Indiana Rome, and Teresa Jhené.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was what that was planned.
They should have a video, too. They shot a video.
You can check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't even know that. I'm going to peep that out and I'll share that.
Shout out to Teresa Jhené and Indiana Rome and Spade, too.
Did you holler Spade and them to see about them?
Dope St. Louis. Okay. These are dope artists, period. They from St. Louis, but man, they checked all of them out. They both had all three of them have dope music.
This one's from one of our favorite listeners, Micah. He said, Jigaboo, Shin, Spear Chucker, Alabama Porch Monkey, Sambo, Aunt Jemima, Eggplant, Spook, Pickaninny, and Spade.
Eggplant.
I heard that one.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, he asked about what racial slurs.
Yes.
Oh, that sounded like
I ain't never heard of eggplant before. That's some new shit to me.
I don't get that one.
You heard that one before, Javon?
Enough. I think I might have, but nigga, I would get offended if a white person like, come here, eggplant. What the
fuck? That sounded like a straight scene from Do the Right Thing.
I got to look this up. What this
eggplant. What the fuck? You can call me a nigga. If you call me an eggplant, though, man, I'm like.
Eggplant is purple, though, ain't it?
That's what hanging with.
Like, what is that about?
I think my name's still the worst.
Needles, we said, like, if a white person called me a nigger, like, I wouldn't necessarily, like, I think that's fucked up, but
that's
not going to spark me.
Just because how dated that is.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
One of them said, they don't know you from nowhere. They're like, hey, how are you, Tyrone?
I know you, Tyrone.
Look, this is the definition of what it means. It means, what eggplant means, black man with a shaved head, polished head resembles that of an eggplant. Wow. Also because some black people are so dark they are almost purple. And also are eggplant. That was the definition of what eggplant
means.
How about that?
Hey, man. Talk about, dog. They got a definition for this for real?
I'm dead serious. I looked it up.
Oh, man. That's super funny.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, my God. Hey, eggplant.
You gonna start calling people. They ain't gonna even know what you're talking about.
Nah, somebody gonna know.
They knock you the fuck out.
It'll be an old man. Oh,
hold on
now. I don't play like that, all right?
I worked in Monsanto for 30 years and had to hear that.
I just retired from GM, all right?
Y'all already say the N-word. Now y'all doing the eggplant now.
What are you gonna start calling people Michael?
Right.
Like, come here, are you Tyrone? Like you said, Tyrone. Like, hey, Tyrone.
Hey, how are you, Tyrone? All right, now. You got one more time. I'm gonna whoop your ass.
We got a couple of tweets from people that wanted to have some stuff to say. The Showtime show we were talking about in the last episode was Ray Donovan, and we was talking about Ray Donovan, a new show that people want to peep out.
Okay.
Mr. Moody said, "Divine, you crazy dude, man." That's what also Mr. Moody.
Mr. Moody had me, dude. I listened to the last episode. I was dying, dude. At the point, especially when he said that shit on Raw and All was so whack.
Yeah.
Talking about something. He actually kicked his dog.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was dying, dude. Mr. Moody, funny as shit. Shout out to Mr. Moody's World, man.
Lady Rose said that she enjoyed learning about what men go through to try to keep a chick good in an abortion. 12K and up. She didn't know that dudes ran water through the condoms. She said she learned so much listening to you all. So that was a couple of tweets we had.
Shit, yeah. Tie my condom up and throw it out on the highway.
Dude, everybody ran water.
She didn't even know that though. She's a girl. She wouldn't know that necessarily. All right, let's go and jump into these topics, fellas. All right, since you weren't here last year, Devon, what do you think about the BT ciphers, man?
I thought I'm gonna say, and I just said it because Kendrick Lamar, but I think that their cipher was the best cipher.
Overall cipher. But who had the best rhyme though?
Slaughterhouse needed a different beat.
I think the best person around was Crooked Eye, though.
I don't think so.
Out of all the ciphers.
I don't think so. I think Crooked
Eye.
Crooked Eye had the best.
Yeah. I think Crooked Eye rhymed the longest.
It was the longest too.
You think that's why it's the best?
Nah, man, he killed it.
Crooked Eye. I would say he's definitely in the running for the best. It's either him or Kendrick, obviously. I mean, yeah. Kendrick just
Jay Rock was pretty dope too.
Jay Rock was dope too.
I got, like I said, pretty much, I don't know what the fuck ASAP Rocky and them were doing.
Didn't it seem like me and Teddy talking about last week, didn't it seem like he came up with that chant and nobody else knew what the chant was going to be?
No.
And he was like, hey, man, we going to do this one thing real quick.
Because their eyes got big. They was like,
okay. Nah,
that was some old, like, you know, rocker shit, man. That was just like, you know, some dance hall type of stuff, man. You know, they all into that type of stuff.
But nobody's ever really did a hook.
So I was kind of like, oh, what's going on now? Like they coming up with hooks.
That means they wrote all this shit then.
Of course, I mean
everybody does.
Everybody,
but like they ain't even trying to make it look like it was a real freestyle when you got a hook.
Nah. I enjoy. I mean, ASAP Rocky was the best in my opinion on that cypher. Obviously, yeah. You know.
Cause y'all know ASAP Ferg supposedly is like cool with Dipset. His dad was cool with Dipset. Like he supposed to be the official with Cameron and them. His dad.
Dude, I'm just not feeling their whole camp.
ASAP, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't even know their whole camp yet. I know neither. Rocky and Ferg. Ferg is cool. I like him and I like Rocky. To an extent.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't like you just gonna be rocking it, but I like some of his stuff though. Like
Slaughterhouse though, they needed a different instrumental, dude.
You think
Cause
so?
Like with the way the instrumental was, it was like you couldn't for real. Like, okay, last year when they did that, 2011 or 10?
Yeah.
When they did that Tribe by 12, that Flatbush, East Bay, whatever, Flatbush.
East Flatbush project.
When they did that one, dude, that instrumental was like, the instrumental was simple, but it was cold, though. But you could actually hear them rhyming, dude. Like, everybody. Now, that cypher, the best cypher ever on Earth, period. I don't know.
I mean, because, you know, maybe I have a different perspective just because I demand more from MCs. They should be able to rock off whatever. And definitely a beat like that one, that was the big beat by Billy Squire. The same one that Run DMC rhymed off, you know, here we go. That's just a raw beat. The thing is, I think they probably didn't sound as well as they should have over it because everybody, even good rappers these days, most of them are way too used to just doing stuff mid-tempo to slow. They don't do those up-tempo beats anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't really get those
like
up-tempo.
Like Annie Up no more, nothing like that.
Annie Up really wasn't even all that up-tempo. Yeah. I'm saying, like, stuff like Scenario and The Choice Is Yours. Okay. Like though. And, I mean, like, this might go over some. Like,
no.
Me and Rim, we know as far as BPMs. I don't know if y'all know.
Yeah, BPMs, yeah. So beats per minute.
Like, yeah.
At least get into the 90s.
I'm underestimating. To me, I think that's probably why they didn't sound too
polished or whatever.
Well, they sounded great, but it was, like, the MCs. It seems like MCs that can actually rhyme in these days, they want to prove so much and get so many words in, which is great, But that's what you do when you got a slower beat. Mm-hmm. And you don't sound rushed. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's, to me, I think that's the might of
it. Is that why Crooked Eye sounded the best on there? Because he got that kind of, his flow is like that in general.
From LA, he's more,
that
you
flow
know,
is kind of like that. His general flow on any song is like, that's his general flow.
He definitely rocked that beat the best, in my opinion. Yeah.
So overall, you think Kendrick was the best, though, Javon?
I'm giving, yeah, my top verse goes to Kendrick Lamar, K Dot. Yeah. I got to get, I think they had that. I mean, I'm going.
Wasn't Tiffany Fox looking thick on there, though?
Yeah, Tiffany. Hey, shout out to Tiffany Fox too, man, from St. Louis. Yeah. She was in the side.
They ain't let her get a long verse though. Yeah, they ain't letting you get a time to even shine.
I know most people was like, man, I don't even know what she said.
Blinking, you missed her.
Too busy watching. Yeah. It's like
I had to rewatch it actually. Looked at like the rhymes though, and I had to turn away.
Straight up,
like if I could really listen to the rhymes.
Yeah, I think
caught up, get lost in the sauce.
I think overall though, this year's Cypher.
The whole show was horrible.
I mean,
dude, it was seven, like, literally, if you break up the cypher, like, literally, if you say every cypher was 10 minutes, right, about yeah. right, so that's six cyphers, that's an hour, the show was only 2 hours, and they ain't even including commercials, so I only saw 3 awards given.
Right, that's true.
You know, that's a great point, and I know previously the cyphers was about, what, 4 minutes, about five minutes?
Maybe, but I think it was less cyphers, though. It was less cyphers. Maybe it was only four before.
I think if they made them less cyphers, but made them more quality cyphers, yeah. You know what I'm saying, like. Don't let people just bring all their boys on there. You know,
I was kind of cool with it at first, but then I'm really kind of, you know, wanting them to go back to what they did in the first place and bring and just have that limited to up and comers, the people that don't really know, because that's what it was at first. And yeah. Then they started letting people like Joe Budden come in with the up and comers.
Well, they had Styles P and all them at one point. Styles P, Lupe Fiasco.
Right, but I mean, like, I think when they first started doing it, it was all up and comers, like people that, you know, if you weren't into it, you know, on the blogs and all this stuff and really listening, you didn't really know who was rhyming. But
you know what they should do, dog? This is what they should do. They should have a list of rappers. But see, I think it'd be for the
some battle rappers.
They should have battle rappers too. But they should have a list of rappers. You know how we vote people into the All Star game? Let us vote each. Let us vote the rappers.
No, you don't want that.
No, not in this audience. The majority don't know
right.
what to do.
You're gonna see Waka Flocka on there and everything.
Exactly. You're right.
That's the problem, right?
And your French Montana would be on there.
Right.
And we know.
You know what? You know what we're gonna do then? We're gonna have to. If you want to vote, you gotta go online and get your permit. And your permit is gone.
It's gonna ask you if you like French Montana.
It's gonna ask you, hey, your list of rappers, do you like this rapper? And whatever rapper you choose, it's up to you. It's gonna be up to us. We're gonna be the committee.
Decide. It's like remember Choose Your Own Adventure books? Yeah. Where you had to choose the different things, and you go like you'd be like you know, you coming up on a door. Do you open a door or do you
right?
That's how it's gonna. It'd be different role rappers, and it take you down a little a thing or take you down a stairs until you get to the.
You
end.
Have failed miserably.
That's funny.
French Montana is an automatic straight. You die. Right.
Friend Montana is a fireman pole down to the bottom. You just jumped on that. You slid all the way down 12 stories and broke both of your knees.
You chose Future.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you one thing that they messed up, I mean, among a whole bunch of other stuff. They snubbed Pro Era. Pro Era wasn't on that. Yeah. Joey Badass.
Nope. Yeah.
From the East.
Dude,
like, Joey
you're
Badass,
right. Joey Badass.
And his whole crew. Clip, yeah. Like, why didn't they get a cypher? They needed to get a cypher, too, if they was going to do all that.
Yeah.
They had ASAP Mob. They had TDE. You know what I mean?
They
should have had Pro Era on that too. And they should have had Odd Future too. If they was going to do that,
nice.
I
they
love
nice
all those
it.
Camps right now. You know? Yeah. Earl Sweatshirt, I don't know why he wasn't there, man. I mean, you know, maybe they did reach out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just giving BET a hard time because, you know, it's fun to do, but.
Did anybody win the award that came up there? Nobody had, like,
right.
Every award.
Everybody
nobody,
was not
no.
there.
Hey, none of the awards right. was won. Like, they never showed, none of the people showed up for none of the awards.
We accept this award for him tonight.
That's true.
How it was on every person.
That's true, man.
That's a horrible show, man. That's horrible planning, horrible production. That all the awards that you giving for people that are not even there.
Why don't they stop doing it in Atlanta? Why don't they stop doing it in Atlanta? Because, I mean, even a lot of Atlanta rappers... You know, sometimes they be in L.A. Sometimes they be in Hollywood. You know, just
so
do it out there, maybe.
That budget, man. It's cheaper to be in Atlanta, though.
Yes.
You call up your cousin Earl.
Yeah.
And he got to hook up on a theater.
Right.
In L.A., you got to go. You got to go holler at the Kodak Theater
right.
and spend like 30, 40 grand.
Well, yeah, Steven Spielberg is using it this weekend. So.
For his new movie.
Right.
And he does not like the host.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we'll jump into some more topics, though. Atlanta rapper, mother of 10 killed over text messages.
10 kids?
She has 10 kids, yeah.
She's an Atlanta rapper
that was known. She got killed helping her friend out. Her friend and this other chick was getting to it over text messages, and she tried to break up the fight, and
Jesus.
She got popped.
Wow.
Sad story, man. That is not sad story. That's one. I ain't gonna lie. That's one reason why I don't If I see some people fighting,
her kids
or whatever,
are age 14 and 19.
Oh, it was her kid. It was her kids getting into it with somebody.
No. Her friend was getting into it with somebody over text message, and they met up, you know, on some things. She was trying to break them up. She has kids from age 4 to 19.
Yeah, man. Sometimes it's good. I mean, I really can't say, like, you know, if any of my partners getting into it, if, you know, I could break it up, I'm going to try to defuse the situation. So that's just a sad situation, man. Sad situation.
Sometimes, you don't, I mean, like, yeah, you kind of torn because, you know, you really don't. I mean, like, breaking up a fight, you should not have to die to do that, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially with it's your friend, and you might know the other person, too. And things just got out of hand. My prayers to her kids and stuff, their family, man.
Yeah.
Hope, you know, everything work out for them, which I'm sure will. So, you know.
Yeah, that's just sad, though, man. Ten kids, six of them are foster children.
Wow. Yeah, that's still their moms, though.
Yeah, man.
So.
Well, what's crazy, though, I know last week you weren't here, though, but we was talking about the woman that has 16, 17 kids, and they all on public assistance. Yeah. And they living in a motel room.
17?
Yeah. All of them hers?
What did the judge tell her?
The judge told her to start giving head.
Really?
What? Yeah, the judge told her she need to learn how to do fellatio.
Instead of having sex and having babies.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
But the judge gave that. You need to listen to her.
This is with mentioning the government, this EBT craze. I heard about the EBT cards going crazy.
It was unlimited.
It was cats in Louisiana, though, getting that, just buying up stuff.
The last I heard was they was cutting that off.
They was cutting them off. But in other places, they was keeping them on.
Man.
Long extended, though. People was, and it, you know, it ain't got to take that long, though, for one, two, three people to be there and be like, hey, cuz.
You know it was unlimited.
No, I'm saying, like, no, I'm like, hey, man, I went over $50. They ain't say nothing. Hey, go back in line and see if it's it. So somebody did something like that, though. Like, they went back in line, and they got a whole bunch of stuff to see what happened.
Wow. They probably was adding shit. Hey, man, get grabbed them socks. Like,
and they was like, we got this through. Hey.
Go get a flash screen. They told adding all extra. They probably was like, sir, did you just pay for the? No, ma'am. I'm going to get more stuff. I want to swipe my card. This is not necessarily EBT, but as long as it's swiped, I want to
keep
mine.
And as long as this pin go through, though, it's work.
Yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Y'all got y'all money.
Do you want some bath towels, ma'am? I'll get you some bath towels for your house. Give me $10 and I'll buy them for you now.
Yeah, and it's the crazy thing about it is that they took some other people's money, though. Like, some people didn't get their money loaded. Other people's had, like $3,000-$4,000 on it. Man. And people was buying, but, I mean, they said it was a crate, like, people everywhere all over the stores.
Somebody kids like, ooh, I want some bump beds.
Put that on that cord.
Right.
Dude, I was like, wow. Like, they was finna cut them off, though, for some people.
That's what I was saying.
Got back in order. Somebody hit the wrong button. They supposed to cut them off.
Right.
Somebody got fired. Do you know in Louisiana they were down there buying car tires and blankets, quilts?
Fucking Obama.
Right. This Obama. Right. Oh, man, Obama. He really just ran us in on this one.
Jesus.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, they said basically the whole thing, it was in Shreveport, Louisiana, where it went down at the Walmart. Of course, and they probably did try to get some flat screens and stuff. They was at the Walmart.
Dude, if somebody in Walmart... Because you know you walk past some TVs and they be like,
they said it's crazier than Black Friday.
I believe it. That was Black Friday. Black people with them EBT cards. It was Friday.
Oh, they all got the new Shaqs on.
Oh.
Shaqs order.
Go grab all that whole bundle of Shaqs. We're going to buy that. We buying that whole bundle. All the Shaqs. The shoes don't even come in a box.
Hey, one
bread
lady bring up a bill of $700 on her card, but it's only 49 cents on her card.
Oh, dude.
That what it say on there?
Yeah.
That's well, reparation.
Did it go son. Through?
That's why
it went through. Yeah, she only supposed to have 49 cents on her card though, but she ran $7 up on it.
Oh,
I say reparations.
Demetrius, grab some.
Demetrius,
you know all people. Somebody who got an EV.
Demetrius. Oh well, no, that was a woman that got detained though. Somebody else called her up and told her she got caught trying to ring up $700 on her card that's got 49 cents on it. She got arrested.
I mean, was she? I didn't know. I thought they said that we had a balance. I put it back. Nah, I did that.
I'll put it back.
Right. I put it back. You know, black people, we put the shit back, we get caught.
I don't need it.
Right. I don't need it. But I was just saying, if
they
I were to.
The shelves was empty.
Straight up.
That's what Walmart get. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. Hey, all that money they make anyway. Who give a shit?
And they treat their employees like shit. So.
Yeah, they do.
Damn. It said it was shelves overlapped with people that had stuff in their cart. And when that one girl got caught, they all just left their carts because they heard she got caught.
For real?
Yeah, they said it was a whole bunch of carts with just stuff in them.
All you heard was
where somebody was like, damn, and they cut it off.
Hey, you know, somebody probably was like, ooh, I'm going to take my EBT card up here to Burlington.
Because they take it to Burlington?
Let's do some experiments.
Yeah, people going to try to swipe that shit everywhere. But yeah, that's how black people is, man. If we doing some shit and everybody getting away with it, that one person get caught, we be like, well, yep, that's it. We ain't doing it no more. All
right.
I know somebody else at a job before they got fired. And everybody in the job was doing something, the same thing. And one person got fired for it. Everybody in the job going to stop doing it after this one person got fired. I was like, nigga, y'all ain't shit.
Yeah, we keep going. Look, another topics up. Since we were talking about Drake earlier, Future and Drake got into it. He kicked off Future. Drake kicked Future off his tour, supposedly.
Nah, I heard they back on, but I heard they had to cancel a date and like it was out east. I want to say.
They said. I guess he said something. Future said something to Billboard magazine or something
about Drake album doesn't capture you.
Yeah.
He said I capture everybody. Future, I think he's really feeling himself right now. He calls himself the king of Atlanta. He said he the king of the South or whatever. Whatever he said.
He said he the king of the South.
He said something on those terms. He the king of Atlanta or the king of the South. And what he was saying is that you know, it's just his time, and basically like he make music for everybody to feel. Everybody, he bring you into his music. And what I'm saying is you really can't claim king unless you have like a platinum album. Now, Future, I can't foresee him. And not hating. I'm just being real. I don't see Future having a platinum album anytime soon.
Don't worry, Javon. I will hate.
Okay, go ahead.
Dude is whack. All right. He's terrible. Yeah. He makes terrible music. Sorry.
Terrible
music.
Is that a Future song?
Probably sounds just like him.
Yeah, he's like the worst to me.
I mean, he's nothing but another flash in the pan. He's going to be here now, and he ain't going to be here.
How many more months do you think he got left on his lease?
I mean, he'll probably take it to 2014. I'll give him to 2014.
He taking T-Pain. How long did T-Pain stay popular?
He stayed popular for a while.
More than that.
Two, 3 years.
Yeah. More than that. I say T-Pain stayed popular maybe 5 years. Yeah. Maybe six.
No, I went on 6 years.
You got to think, when did... I'm trying to think.
But look.
I'm sprung it on. It came out like 04, 05, and then he probably got stopped by Papa around 2008.
Where's Soulja Boy?
Though. Now that Money Count is on. Money Count.
Is that new or something?
It's garbage.
See, I don't, yeah. but what I'm saying is, he ain't doing that, what is it, the Superman?
Superman.
He ain't at that level no more.
That's because them people with Superman got kids and stuff now. Like,
that's the type of rapper this dude is.
You right.
So
if I should even
call him. Who falls off first, though? Him? What's my boy in Chicago? Chief Keef or French Montana?
Hopefully all of
French
them.
French Montana.
I said, you think?
French Montana is more of a rapper than all than both of them.
No. I'd rather listen to a Future song 15 times more than a French Montana song.
Absolutely. Me too.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Yes, Needles. I would rather listen
to... Dude, have you listened to a French Montana song lately?
I'll listen to Future.
Hey, all I heard was that Shots... What is it? Shots... Shot Caller?
My French Montana?
Yeah.
That was cool. And the reggae joint was cool.
That's what I'm saying.
But I haven't heard any.
I haven't heard anymore. All I had to do was hear one song by Future, and I'm like, okay, music off. And then I heard about Chief Keef and how his dumb ass was like, that dude got killed. I am laughing at him on Twitter.
Never again. Yeah.
No. I don't promote that type of stuff, man. I can't do it.
Nah.
So,
I feel you on
all
that
of them need to just shut up on the real.
I mean, all this Future just take T-Pain money.
Dude is like, all he does is...
I like T-Pain.
Needles, from what you're saying, is he sound like one of them Walking Dead zombies.
He does.
Y'all see the picture I put up on Instagram?
What?
With Future.
Hold on, he said he's a zombie.
I don't want to get the wrong impression.
And he sounds like he's depressed halfway, don't he? Like, you don't even know. I'm bombing all these models, you don't even know. Yeah. Like, he be like,
and I'm
all these bitches, you don't even know.
I need love.
And that's the problem. I like that beat. Like,
I think he produced it. But no, he's not wasted because I think he's the one producing them, right?
He's wasting it on himself.
He said, this is how much I hate everybody, every Future record. This much. He got his own all the way out.
But I did hear that. I mean, I heard a TDE remix of that. So, you know. Yeah, that beat is getting some.
Is it pretty dope?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. Those are the types of rappers that need to be on those types of beats.
Y'all heard Lupe, he did that. He did a remix to that Jay-Z and Rick Ross.
Which one?
It's called A Pound of Flesh. Uh-uh. It's that the Jay-Z that you know I got it.
Okay. He probably did it the same way he did BMF, right? He redid it and did it like progressive and you know what I'm saying, like doing like I'm Malcolm X and I'm Martin Luther.
Yeah. I forgot the way he did this.
I love that.
It was on that level though. Yeah. Lupe need to get back to that food and liquor though.
Man, that ain't gonna happen, man. I've given up on Lupe.
I won't feel that last album. I ain't felt
he's still rhyme.
He just need better beats, man.
The last two albums.
You ain't like Lasers?
No, I ain't either.
It was some stuff on Lasers. I like some stuff on Lasers.
Lasers, man.
Tell me what y'all think about this. This kind of offset.
Because I was going to bring up Eminem's new album coming out.
That's exactly what I was going to ask about. That was on there, too?
That was what I was doing next.
I was going to say. Okay, now my thing is, man, I'm an Eminem fan. Like, Daryl, you know, I've been an Eminem fan.
From the jump.
From the jump. Like, my first Eminem album hearing was the Slim Shady LP. Then I went back and got Infinite. Then, you know, from there on, I listened. Now, I saw him when he was at his peak to where he is now. I think you have a lot of stink. Cause I see a lot of people online making comments on this song, Rap God. They like, oh, my God, this is one of the best songs. Dude. That song Rap God and Eminem did. If you compare this M to Eminem,
it's a pretty horrible song to me.
The song ain't that tight. I gave it a 6 at best, yeah, out of 10. Some people was like, no way, that fucking song is a fucking 9.
You think Eminem is getting that Jay-Z treatment where people just give him this props just because he's Jay-Z or Eminem?
I think at this point, yeah. But I think M need to do, man. Like when he did that Bad Meets Evil with Royce, that wasn't a bad album, man. Like
it was a pretty good album.
M actually had a couple dope verses on there where I'm like, okay, now this the old M that, like, you know. And I know people say, like Jay said, you want the old me, go buy the old record or whatever. Like M is aware, like back in the day, he was like so far ahead of his time. If he were to go back to that, he still would be ahead of what a lot of guys, everybody doing right now. Like, you know, so I just think he need to go back and listen to all his old shit and just lock himself in the room for a year, listening to all his old shit over and over and over and over again till he find that umph and then do an album.
What do you think about it, Doug?
I haven't heard Rap God yet.
Oh, okay.
That yet, but I actually like Berserk. When I first heard the commercial that his new album was coming out, and it was on that level, or at least Berserk was, the song Berserk was, you know, on that real, like, loud, rock-influenced, and it was produced by, you know, Rick Rubin, and he was just doing, like, some straight, hip-hop shit, like, straight up, just, he was just rhyming, and it was kind of rough. You know, I was excited. I was like, yeah, I really kind of want Eminem to do an album like this, because I love Eminem. I'm an Eminem fan like anybody else is, you know, because I recognize his skill and I recognize his love for hip-hop and everything. But I've never really been, you know, all that down with the dreary, suicidal, you know.
Kill My Mama.
Yeah. Depressing,
and I liked it.
Depressing
you
rap.
Like that shit?
I don't Not need it all throughout the whole album. Because I love the Slim Shady LP, you know, and most of his albums after that. But I will admit, as a DJ, even though I love Eminem, there's not a lot of Eminem records that I even play in my set.
Like, well, really I hadn't can't,
really,
though.
Right. I there's not a whole bunch. And I'm not saying that he needs to make club records because I'm not really a club DJ, but just like some old, you know, stuff that's devoid of his personal problems all the time. You know what I'm saying? And just like rhyme and just like kill shit. You know, like he did on Forever. He was on Forever, right?
Yeah, man. They go
Drake
at the stadiums and when they hit.
Yeah, like that type of stuff, man. That's what I think he needs to like really start doing more and pick some I don't know, some rougher beats and not all that dreary stuff all the time. Just, you know, just change it up.
He's producing his own stuff though now, ain't
he? He had been producing a lot of his. You know, he produced Renegade.
He said Jay.
So he was he produced. Yeah, you know. And yeah, I mean, like even before this Bad Meets Evil, they did, you know, this 12-inch Bad Meets Evil.
Right.
You know, like way back, and we used to play that all
the
time.
The game
recordings, man. So I know he can do it, and I know, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll dig it. But I'm with you. I'm probably not gonna be like, yeah, it's a 9.
Yeah, I was online, like I said, man. You got some people who just now like, oh my God, Eminem is so fucking, you know. And I'm like, you know, he. And for him to call it the Marshall Mathers LP too, I'm like, dude, you got some big shoes, because like the Amityville, even the song he did on that with Sticky Fingers, like I Get Twisted and Spin, man, I'm talking about, he did like his rhyming on Marshall Mathers LP was so superb. I was like, what is this? Oh my eyeballs started bleeding. My eyes started bleeding. 4 of my back teeth fell out just because of the song. The song on the album was just that good.
Like, what
that good, man. Right. So, no, I just think, I hope it's a good album. But from the first three songs, we heard Rap God, Survival, and the other one, Berserk. Berserk was cool. I give Berserk about a 7. That's like the way he usually does make a song where, you know, it's kind of like catchy a little bit, you know.
Fun, catchy.
Something, then the rest of the song be
you're right.
This the shit.
That's how you do. That's how you release the singles.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping with the rest of the album that it's better than the first 3 songs that I've heard so far.
What about you, Ron?
I mean, with me, with M, I never really listened to his singles. I always wait to just when an album drop because, like, his singles and, like, it's always be, like, did he ever make, like, a dope single?
What you mean? Like the first single off the album?
Yeah, I never really trip off of those. I just, you know.
High My Name, I guess it was catchy, though.
The beat was sick. You know, that beat, you know, Drake did the beat, the My Name Is. And I mean, I like The Way I Am, though, too. The Way I Am, yeah.
Eminem did that beat for The Way I Am.
Oh, he did?
I want to say he did.
I was always a big fan of Stan. Like, from the beat alone.
Yeah.
You know.
Stan's a dope song. That's a dope song.
Yeah, Stan was definitely dope.
The concept of everything, how he was breaking it all down.
He got a song on his new album, I want to say, with Kendrick Lamar. I saw the track list, man. Now, that's one person I think will make him, at this point, step his game up. Because you can't, right now, Kendrick is, I ain't going to say he at his peak, but Kendrick is, like, lyrically, Kendrick is just throwing
just
him out
him
there. Yeah. So, for him and M to be on the same song together, I can see Kendrick actually making M step his game up right now.
All right, we're going to get ready to go to our first break. Get into the favorite section, Raw or No.
Uh-oh.
Turn on low, can't.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We are back. We are back. Javon, breakdown for our guest and for our new.
Is my mic on?
Your mic is on.
Okay.
For breakdown for Needles and our other listeners, what Raw or Gnaw is about.
Okay, this is the section of our show, Raw or Gnaw. Pretty much the section of our show where Raw is good, Gnaw is bad. It goes back to when we were actually conceived. When we were in our before we actually even that point. It's like back in the day.
It was in our father's loins.
Right, exactly. So it was like when you back your mom and your dad back in the day, there were really no condoms. So if your mother would have pulled a condom out, like, here, put this on, back in the day, your daddy would have been like, oh, no, either Raw or Gnaw, I'm not doing it. I go somewhere else. I go down the street and holler at Cheryl because I know she'll get it to me. So Raw was good. Gnaw, that means it's not where we need it to be. Or is the middle. That's like you get some head. So... Or is like the middle marker of the Raw good, or that's the middle. No, that's bad. I don't like that.
I'll give it an or.
Right. All right, first up, we have.
Hold on, I think my mic going out, man.
No, you good? You should be. Oh. You good?
Okay, my fault.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. You sound better. All right, next joint is coming up from James Blake featuring Chance the Rapper. And the song is called Life Around Here.
Uh-huh, honey.
But to love is life around here. We're never done.
Little technical difficulties. We're going to get it right back going, guys. Sorry about that. James Blake featuring Chance the Rapper. Going to continue.
That makes my life okay. Save yourself first. Save yourself first.
Time I land in London, land of Lincoln all on my mind. I plan to plane it back after playing a pack show in due time. I'm roundabout, I bought a round of English ale for my pals. About to sold an ounce of rubbish weed to me for like 200 pounds. I think my English getting real, real bad. Cause it's dumb bitch and I'm real, real bad. No speakers are dumb, but I'm real, real good. Dark skin mic, but I still feel bad. I'm a chill, feel addict. I wonder if God's still magic. I wonder if not still magic. Down under the north is still a havoc. Why I run around wondering, pondering life around here. Life ain't really been around here, and sometimes it's nowhere around here.
Okay. All right.
Let's go ahead, Needles first, I guess. What do you think, Needles?
Yeah, that was Raw.
Daryl.
I'm going with Raw. I mean, this is damn so slanted. We let half the song play.
DJ Reminisce.
I'm going to go with Raw.
Javon Vibbs. I'm going to go ahead and go with Raw. Yes. I'm going to definitely go with Raw.
That's what we need.
The song is Raw.
Add it to the mix.
Well done, James Blake. Well done, Chance the Rapper.
James Blake, Chance the Rapper.
This next one's coming up. This one's a different alternative. Somebody alternative hit us up with music. So
okay.
Not just hip-hop. Malkovich is the name of the artist.
Check him out.
And the song is called Storm Chaser. Yeah.
Yo, sing it for me.
Io Vasile ma sta mattia su fodia. Che come me sa sti di chi su.
Yeah.
And we're getting reports of another explosion on Houndsditch Road near Liverpool Street Station.
Lego.
Spoke to the outlaw Libyan regime in the only language that Colonel Gaddafi seems to understand.
It's a clear day. Storm coming. Yeah, a pair of shoes and a pair of shoes. We're goners, we gotta go, I'ma do the honors. Where to start? Just a knife throw, blindfold. Shaky like I'm 80, crazy with the maybes. But I'm done with cautious. Once a wise old man told me only time told. Now my time's a little closer to over, and I'm sold. The wisdom of the wizard, he said, kid, you're gonna be the victim and the villain. That's living, it's a rhythm. Just a blink in infinity, then all is forgiven. An immense landscape of events.
Rim, let's go.
Yep, I'm gonna go with a raw now.
I'm gonna go raw myself.
Pretty nice.
That was a pretty nice track. That was pretty nice.
Needles, what you got?
That's raw, son.
Javon Bibbs, I'm gonna go ahead and go with raw.
This
is the first time. Two
raws in a row,
dude. That means if you come behind this, this is one of them shows where two people just got standing O's and you next.
And next is Nevers. Get your drink on.
Well, I'm saying.
Is it Welp?
Welp,
Nevs, huh?
Go check him out.
Nevs, get your drink on.
Got the bottles in the hands.
We didn't mean to pause that. That was the internet. We're coming back to Nevs. Get your drink on. He gonna get his. Yeah.
Got the bottles in the hand, so pop it off. Make sure what you're drinking it ain't soft. If you hot in the club, to take it off.
Ladies in the club, just get your drink on.
Got the bottles in the hand, so pop it off. Make sure what you're drinking it ain't soft. If you hot in the club, to take it off.
Ladies in the club, just get your drink on.
Armadale, hypnotic dawn, carry on.
Ladies in the club, just get your drink on.
All right, cut it off.
Let him get his verse off.
No, I think that's pretty much
let
all
get
we
his
need.
Verse.
This nigga said hypnotic. And I, that's like. Then you wear a FUBU outfit still.
It's N-E-V-Z, 6-6 MC. Hit a filter the game to let your chicks please.
I'm trying to give him a chance. I
don't know, dude.
Dude said 6-6
Hold on, wait a
second. You want to play as more real?
Dude, I think it might have been. I think it's just dated.
It is.
And I think.
What year was it? The niggas going
like
to.
The 99, when, you know, with the.
I would say actually
like
by
major
early 2000s.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. No,
early
like major figures stuff. Yeah, that's us. Yeah. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah,
like that Foxy
us.
Brown. What is it? What was it? Candy? Was that the name of the song?
It tastes just like candy. Yeah. So you know. Get.
That
late Ice Cube club stuff that he would do.
We be clubbing.
That whole thing.
Said.
I don't know. For club rap, you know, yeah.
If that's what you're going
for. Club
for
club rap, but... I would say it's an or. For club rap.
I'm gonna get
as far as club rap goes.
Go for the club too? Club?
Right. Club.
I go to or on this one.
Club fitness, whatever club.
The beat wasn't all that bad.
I think it just was dated, but.
Man, y'all get y'all.
Compared to the close stuff now, I mean, I give
right.
A or.
At least it was up tempo.
I'm going with a no.
I'm going with a hell no.
he got the, I mean, y'all got to look past the herringbone.
He does have a herringbone on, too.
Nah, dog. You can't look past the petty nigga's head. We something drinking hypnotic. Like, dude, if I see
you
any
trying
man.
Trying to keep it old school, man.
If I see any man, I'm a Bruce Lee kick your cup out your hand. If I see you in the club,
see, somebody might have heard that and would have been like, why ain't Javon say Jet Li?
Well, you know what? And the thing is, Jet Li kicking. The cup going to be gone. Your cup is going to be runneth over on the floor.
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice. I was trying to put it in perspective.
I know, man. Needles, you don't have to. This is straight out low cash.
All right, then.
Just
nah.
Be, right. Yeah.
Like, I got to rate it whether or not I'd play it.
Okay.
And I would not.
Okay, thank you. So Rim, no. Rim will play it though. Rim, you'll play it.
No, I wouldn't play it. I mean,
that's all like, we need.
Yeah.
99, 2000.
You'll put it in for about 10 seconds until you heard him say
Lee.
something hypnotic.
Yeah. Tracy Lee Field is the theme, yeah. The theme, like Tracy Lee the theme.
So what is this
I
right
still
here?
Play that.
What we got coming up next?
Next is Gangsta L, Bitch Like That. High power diss. I don't know if he's dissing Kendrick Lamar. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
High power I know about.
Flat out box is local and you all come to kind of fucking math artist, you know? Fuck you out, boy, fucking bitch. I'm gonna hang a 30 fucking woman beater. Get down with the Broncos, fool. We're gonna box shit, never. That's what you wanna do, dog.
I'm a bitch like that.
Well,
yep, I agree. I agree. Go ahead, Rim.
I'm at the go no.
Daryl?
Hell no.
Javon Bibb? No, not on this one. Needles?
The beat is raw. The beat was raw.
The beat was raw.
Overall, it's not.
But I saw his tattoos around his neck area and it don't even look
and
right.
How about,
and I knew it was going to be bad.
How about we heard the chick saying what she was saying? Because that's a very good indicator that it's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Sorry about this guy. Another Ponderosa. All-you-can-eat buffet over here by my house is hiring. No, I'm just playing. Because he's like a killer for real. I want him walking up on me. Say, hey, what you say about me? No, I ain't say nothing, man. It was Daryl. I didn't like that song per se. So, no, I'm saying no. No.
No for me.
Yeah. All
right. Next one is from Banks.
Azalea Banks. What let me see.
I think Azalea Banks.
New York. Completely redesigned for whatever you love to do. The all-new Nissan Versa Note. Your door to more.
Okay, we got Iggy Azalea and Azalea Banks. Okay.
I got racks.
Oh, this song's featuring Pharrell, too.
Okay.
DJ Reminisce.
I got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do. I got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do. Use a badass bitch. If don't get lost in a fat ass bitch. Got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do. I got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do. I got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do. Use a badass bitch. If don't get lost in a fat ass bitch. Got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you want to do.
Thank you, Dolly, by the barbie. I can admit I like the party. I spent the grip, I swipes the cardi. When the high summer drips, my pricey garmy. I'm the swami, I see hip cat. I'm freaky fit that, I got rip that. Ice on a wrist like heist to fish that. When I like with a bitch, that spicy get that.
I got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do. I got racks to the ATM jam. Tell me what you wanna do.
Alright. I'll go first. I'm gonna give it an or.
I was thinking the same thing.
I give it an or. I mean, it was no.
It wasn't whack.
Kind of like a fun track.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it wasn't whack. I like Azalea Banks. I think she can rhyme. She does tend to sound a bit too much like thou who shall not be mentioned. Duh. It's like the comparisons are inevitable, but I liked it. I'm sick of all this badass bitch stuff. Yeah.
Right,
that turned
bitches.
Me off. I'm like,
it could have been like a little fun club joint.
Right,
you know,
right.
Where are the regular bitches at?
let's give it up for them bitches.
I just emailed you the last one, Rim. There's another one I forgot for Raw Gnaw. The last one on Raw Gnaw this week is from the Bay Riders. They spell Bay and Riders a little bit different than everybody else does, or you would think they'd be spelled. It's kind of the phonetic way. Or not the phonetic way, depending on how you
say it. She be bussing.
Uh-oh.
Okay. That means squirt.
Oh, I thought that meant she was on the bus line.
Oh, okay. Like she'd be standing outside. When the number two coming?
He said, when the number two coming?
It's my money, and I need it now.
Okay. Make hits, take trips, count green is what I do.
Yeah. Take what? Jack who?
Boy, please don't try to.
You knock me, I knock you. Pop me, she'll pop you.
Don't be late to that gunfight. You better bring your chop too.
She bad freak, she so sweet.
Think she about 5'2". Buck, Kim, and Ashley, and
both of them fine too.
Looked in my eyes and said, get between my thighs, boo.
Guess that's what happens when big money behind you.
I spit crack, no rocks, dude. Woo. So clean, no mop, dude. Uh-huh. Lock us up for anything, so stay away from them cops, fool. Ready. While you was at the club, me and your girl had not boo. T-deep and I'm so wet, just call me Shamu. I'm all about my dividends.
All right, yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should have cut it a while ago. I'm definitely going to have to, have
I mean,
to go with it.
Losing that is like, dude, like the subject matter, they don't look aggressive at all.
At all. Yeah. At all. These niggas hair done.
You talking about throw them, and they sit in the laundry room, too.
I was about to mention. And mean, it's open. Like, yeah, like the washing machine is open.
I think the dude in the back, though, the killer, though.
Yeah, the nigga with the Kango hat on. Is it a Kango?
Dreads.
Does he rap on her? Fast forward to see if he raps on her room.
I don't even think we should do that, but
way too much of a killer to rap.
So is he? So they the bay.
Yeah, they ran up in my crib, but they ran into my bitch, and she be bustin'. Road to be calm, cause he can die tonight. Yeah, rolling up that reefer, smoke like Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, they teeth are way white to be real killers like that, man.
Yeah, y'all niggas got dental plans. These niggas got insurance.
Yeah, I think he just stand in the back and look hard though. The other dude, yeah. I think the bay riders are two people.
I'm gonna go with a no. A hell no.
I'm going hell no myself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go with a no. Yeah, I make that unanimous.
Well, we had two Raws today. Two Raws in a row. And it went downhill from there. It's like a nigga scored 30 points in the first quarter. And the rest of the game, he had 30 turnovers.
And lost him the game.
Yeah, lost the game. Man, you started off so well, Raw, no? You started off so raw. You ended up with a couple.
What do you think happened?
Right. Well, in the fourth quarter, my hamstring tore. And, you know, I just my wife and me getting divorced, man. She's just going wrong in my life.
Stadium started playing Bay Riders.
Right. It went downhill from there, man.
All right,
got dental plans.
We're going to go to our break, get back our last section of the show, and we'll be back straight low cash.
Dun, 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 dun.
Straight low cash.
I didn't wanna be the one to forget.
Stroud, Low Cash, we are back.
Here we is.
So, BET, not BET, the new TLC movie, man. What'd you think?
Dude, me personally, and you know, this argument me and my homeboy Jordan used to have all the time. My argument was that Aaliyah was badder than Maya back in the day. You know, I was like, Aaliyah, man, that's my Aaliyah.
I was like, Aaliyah, she's way more sexy than Maya.
Definitely.
Maya
had a really great behind, though.
Yeah, she did.
Never really was
a Leah person like
Leah
that.
Was sexy.
I don't know.
I think maybe she had that mystique.
She was just real sexy to me, man. I liked Leah. And then my other argument was that I was a Left Eye fan, and Left Eye was better than he used to be for T-Boss. I'm like, man, Left Eye way
Chili
better.
Chili was the baddest one to me.
No, Left Eye was the baddest to me. Back then, I had to go with Left Eye.
Now, this is something else from watching a movie, though, to make the debate even more sparky. Do people sleep on Left Eye when they talk about female MCs, best MCs of all time.
They sleep on her. She's never, she was good.
She's never in a conversation when people bring that up.
That's
though.
True. Female MCs.
I don't think she really
true.
Had no classic like barred verses where you can go back on MC Lyte and think of some dope shit she done said lyrically. Even the Brat, she done came hard on songs. Left Eye, shit was
some
nice.
Stuff out there. Left Eye got that's like on other people's stuff though, nice. Where she done got some rhymes though.
That because I think it's their image. I don't think people really took her seriously.
Right.
As far as rhyming.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. That's true.
And it's funny because they came out. The only time they came out real silly was the first time they came out. And that right. was
like
it. After
album.
That,
yeah.
they switched it up and they were real
Ain't
sexy
too proud
and
to
all
big.
This stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, not saying they wasn't.
But
sexy
they,
when
listen
they
to
came
some
out.
Of the rhymes on that first.
Yeah.
TLC.
Oh no, she was getting off. Like she was killing it. She was
and then
I didn't know she was from Philly, though, man.
Yeah, she's from Philly.
I didn't know that either.
And then another rhyme that people sleep on, if you go back and watch House Party 3, her rhyme on that House Party 3 song.
I know that.
Killed the song.
Sex as a weapon.
Yeah, but she was her verse, though, with the yeah. Kid and Play on there, though. Her voice verse is killing Kid and Plays.
Yeah, that's not how
I'm going to have to go back and watch House Party 3,
though. You can go look up the song on the net. It's Kid and Play featuring Left Eye.
TLC?
No, it's Left Eye, because they not sing. It's just Left Eye rapping on there.
But is that hard to do?
That's not very hard to do, to kill Kid and Play. I love Kid and Play, though,
but at that time, though, Kid and Play was hot, though. So
by the time of House Party 3?
House Party 3, yeah.
Time out, though. Kid and Play, okay, I'm going to say, we saying, I don't know if y'all saying lyrically, they was cool.
I'm it saying, was good. I love Kid and Play.
Because on the first House Party, when they had that battle, so who you going to choose, me or Erase the Hit? Like, they were battling, dude.
I'm sorry,
like,
I loved
these
it.
Was battling.
I loved it.
He said, what is K-I-D spells backwards what you are.
Yeah. K-I-D spells backwards describes your best.
I think if you at a party, your homework started dogging
yeah.
you like that.
No, that was great.
Guess who wrote all them raps?
Who?
It wasn't getting played on.
Herbie Lovebug? Who was it?
Who?
Cool G Rap.
Really? On that particular battle?
For that battle.
Wow.
For that movie.
Okay.
Straight up.
Yeah. You know what? I credit them as them probably being like that scene is probably, and we so off topic, but yeah. that scene is probably, that probably was like the first time a lot of kids like
saw battle rap. Yeah.
Like,
true.
You know what I'm saying? You got to give them credit for that, man. And
true.
I love that scene. That scene is great.
I'm trying to think. You didn't have none and nothing.
Beat Street, there was
not
no.
Beat Street
wasn't
either,
battle.
Yeah.
It was battling, you know,
Break.
B-Boys.
Yeah, B-Bass. And then it wasn't in Crush Groove or nothing.
And Wild Style. I'm trying to think. Wild Style. I mean, yeah. No, Wild Style, that was a battle, you know, between in the court, in the basketball
yeah.
court. The two crews was battling each other. So, but not a lot of kids saw that. You know what I mean? Like, I know I didn't see that growing up. I saw that later. So, you know.
Hey, I just kind of off the subject a little bit, too. But, Nito, this is how we doing the show.
Yeah.
Beat Street or Breaking?
B Street.
I
love Breaking though. I do
breaking,
love Breaking, but
breaking,
B Street
though,
all day.
Because it was
first
so
Breaking,
it was so gritty and grimy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, B Street
hip-hop.
Was just way more. I don't know. I mean, like it was just. Maybe you know a lot of people probably would think you know you just partial to New York and that's not really what went into it. It's like I watched both of them when I was a show. I saw them both when they was new.
Right.
That was what 84 and 85. 84
mm-hmm.
B
yeah.
Street. I think. No.
Not
wait,
like 86.
Didn't Breaking.
Break,
no,
Beat Street may have been 83.
Breaking, I think, came out before Beat Street in 84. I believe, because I thought for the longest, I thought Beat Street came out first and then Breaking came out. But then I think I, you know, all that was dispelled and I was like, wow, I didn't even realize that. But anyway.
Beat Street came out 84.
Beat Street, yeah, right.
June 84. 6th, 84.
Right.
When Breaking came out.
I see Breaking.
Because I for the longest, I thought Breaking came out in 85.
Because Breaking and 1 and 2 came out the same year, right?
Breaking came out May 84. So it came out the
came
month
out
before.
Right. And that blew my mind. I'm like, wow. But anyway, I was like 9. And so I loved them both. But Beat Street, I don't know. It's just something deeper in there. And the fact
it
that
it was more hip hop.
It really was. Like and if you look at it, it represented all the elements. You know what I mean? Like Kenny, he was the DJ. And Ramo, he was a graffiti writer, and his little, you know, Lee was the
right.
was the B-boy, and Kenny was also an MC, too.
Right.
So it's like all of that was working, and then they had this great story. Ramo dies. I mean, like, it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't
then get, had ups
to
and
me,
down.
It was just a I said this all the time. It's like one of the most perfect movies, just because it has everything. It's comedy, it's drama, it's a almost holiday movie, too.
Yeah, it
so,
is. Yeah, it does.
Without saying it's a holiday movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just I
love y'all know Stan Lathan directed it.
Stan Lathan, yeah.
I know that.
Lathan's dad.
Stan
yeah.
Lathan's dad. Yep.
Salute.
Also, y'all know that this, you know that's Ossie Davis and Ruby D's son plays
Guy Davis,
the guy that plays the main
Kenny.
Character Kenny in B Street. That's their son.
It's
that. Working.
Yeah. yeah, the main man. Character in there, the one that was fighting Ray Don Chong.
Right,
he's actually a blues artist now.
Okay,
Ray Don Chong is you know Cheech from Cheech and Chong's. I mean Chong from Cheech and Chong's daughter.
Like
Chong,
name?
The,
Tommy
Chong, the taller one. Not
right,
yeah.
she the one. She said something about Oprah Winfrey recently, right?
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah.
Well, something bad.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
She's a darky bitch or something. She said, oh, something along the
what?
Line. It was close to something like that. It was very close.
Ray. It was pretty harsh.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah.
But
oh,
no,
Ray.
Back to the TLC joint, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to say something real quick. As far as, like, who was... I always thought that T-Boz was the sexiest.
I think
right
T-Boz got sexy
that,
the second
she
album.
Did.
The first
she
album,
did.
Chili was the best looking.
No,
and that was honestly to me, that was a given. Like she had that
baby
really
hair.
Beautiful skin and like yeah, the long hair. Everybody was tripping out over.
Yeah,
you know that was T-Boz, that was kind of a
when I saw Creep.
Easy thing.
When I saw
Creep,
I was
oh
like,
my God.
Damn, T-Boz
right?
fine as a motherfucker.
Right, and you remember everybody was tripping off of T-Boz at that time.
Yeah,
and she stepped into that. But Left Eye to me always been cute. Yeah. And, yeah. But I saw her in person. She had, uh-huh. I lived in East St. Louis. She came to East St. Louis for a neighbor's sister, and she was going to take her under her wing. She came there for like some family reunion. She looked so good in person.
So now you got to see her in person, dog?
No, I knew she was cute, and I knew she was
funny. But I'm saying,
oh,
like,
he
I did.
Going
I did.
To think you met her.
No, I did. Yeah,
saying,
yeah.
You were saying, like she
yeah,
over her.
She was looking, like they were performing. Like it was.
TLC came?
No. She was just looking at the girl that she came up to see performing or something for her family and everything, and the whole neighborhood came out.
I know, they
and
was
Left
like,
Eye was just standing right there, and I'm like, man, I didn't even realize.
Left Eye would be everywhere to her, though.
Yeah.
One of the things in the movie that they messed up with some facts in the movie, though.
We're talking about
the Master
Suge
P
Knight.
Thing, that was supposed to be Suge Knight. They kept on saying Master P. That was Suge Knight. She was on Suge Knight's label.
Yeah. I remember that.
I was wondering that, too.
I remember
like,
that.
They kept saying Master P. I wondered if they had to change
Maybe
it.
They had to change
Suge Knight.
It was like, hey, Percy, you mind if we say this?
Yeah.
Nah, it's all good.
Because it was Suge Knight that
it
signed
was.
It was. I remember that.
He did.
They
won
106 in part.
Cause
I remember
that. Because her name was Nina on there.
Yep.
And she was on there saying, like, you know, they allowed me to do this, that, and the other.
Suge Knight.
She had on black sunglasses.
I was upset, actually. I was like, Left Eye, what are you doing?
Because that Supernova
came out on Death Row. I was like, dude. I was like,
I think that Supernova, I don't think, came out on Death Row, I think. I think that Left Eye album came out on Death Row. If I'm
we got
that.
We got
looking at that.
But yeah, I showed one. I'm like, no, she was with No Limit. I'm like, when did that happen? Because I remember the Suge Knight incident.
It was Death Row.
Okay, so it probably was some legal shit where Suge was probably like, nah, I don't want y'all mentioning me in that movie, or you know, stuff.
Somebody
like that.
Somebody might not make it.
Yeah,
it was Nina. It's on the Supernova album is not on Death Row, but the next album was supposed to come out on Death Row.
Yep.
The Nina. It's called New Identity Not Applicable. That was what Nina stood for.
Straight up.
That was what the acronym
I was
stood
looking
for.
At them like with the crazy. I'm like, okay, you got Left Eye on there. Corrupt is back with you? And because it was like he brought people on 106 and Park and they were talking
sitting on
Free
the couch.
And AJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
In the Matrix? Like,
he said I'm in the Matrix.
It's crazy.
Yeah, well, I know.
They said Missy produced half of it. Ray J's on it too, supposedly.
Oh,
but it never got dropped.
Thank God.
On a Nina album?
Never dropped.
I was with you up until you said Ray J.
Like, real talk, though, I know that Supernova album was expensive as hell to get. Like, I remember I looked it up online maybe like 8-9 years ago. They were selling for like $125.
But what?
Because it never came out in the States.
Yeah. No.
Well, we can probably get it now.
That was
an
all Left Eye album, huh?
If it's online.
We had it on Street Side.
Really?
But that was like, nobody was tripping off of. We had like 10 copies. And they shipped them back.
Dude, she had a hell of a roster of people on this album.
It was like, damn, this was like. This was like 2000, 2001. It was
it
like
came out to the August
14th.
She was still known as
Left Eye.
It was
that's
like
this is London Left Eye.
It was like $40.
Why?
It was the import.
So wait a minute. She died in what? 02?
02. Wow. Because on this album, she has Carl Thomas, Jazzy Faye, Tupac.
I knew she had a Tupac song.
Yeah, and Estero was on her too.
Wow, Estero.
I might need to go check
Jeez.
This album out.
You know they got the album online. Like,
yeah, but I mean, this is back, you know what I'm saying? You just couldn't get it. And I was looking, I was like, damn, I might want to cop it. And it was like $125.
Yeah, they shipped them back. It was like $40. Damn.
It was $40 to get the album?
We had it in the store.
That's what I'm saying. The album was expensive
was
for some reason.
And you know what's crazy about her passing, though? Because, like, I'm going to say a year before her passing, it was a rumor somebody put out online saying Left Eye was just killed in a car accident with her fiance, Andre Rison. And promise to God, that was a rumor that was online. People was putting RIP online.
It was back? Yeah, it was back together like that?
Yeah, somebody just put a rumor online. They were just saying Andre Rison Left Eye were killed in a car accident. Then they found out that was a rumor. But then the next year, like, she died for real in a car accident, dog. It was crazy. It was super crazy.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the rumor online.
So what y'all think about the movie overall, though?
The movie, I thought it was a good I would watch it again. That's
how
you know
it's
good.
The highest rated H1 movie of all time.
I'm sure.
I can believe it.
I mean, you know, you got to understand, they was the highest grossing,
female
artist.
The shit looked uncannily good. Good though, like the kid, like everybody. When I heard the cast, I was like, this gonna be kind
of
corny.
You're skeptical of it,
yeah. But when you see it, you get caught up in them actually being
who they
TLC
are.
TLC though, like actually being them, like you get caught up in it.
Ogre did a great job as Chili, yep. As T-Boz. Yeah. She like you can see T-Boz acting like that. You know what I'm saying? Then the other girl, but from T-Boz and Chili had a hand in, you know, overseeing everything. So that was a good thing.
And you know, Pebbles is trying to sue them now.
Why?
Because of the defamation and stuff. She got all kind of tweets and stuff out there talking about they made it look all fucked up and all kind of stuff like that. And
I mean, for real.
She raped them.
I heard that she warned them. She was like, yeah, I'm you know, taking you to court if I see something that makes me look whatever. It's like, for you to even say that is kind of an admission that you know that you
better use on some bullshit.
Like, come on, man.
And you ain't going to be able to win no defamation thing, though, because I heard about it beforehand as they was talking about, but she was barely in there to me. Like, for them to be really, she ain't really doing anything. Like, she was Joe Jackson in there or some shit.
It kind of was, because,
seem like she was only in there maybe like 15 minutes, it seemed like.
See, you know, I hadn't seen the movie yet still. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, I watched it online. I gotta watch it online, actually, today.
What I know is that she's basically a female version of Suge Knight. Like, she's the female Suge Knight.
I'm going to say, mentally, she had them on to where they didn't know what the fuck was going
That's
on.
True.
Like, you know, they really did, like, it was points where, and I could believe this, too, where they was asking her about their contract, and she was like, what, y'all don't trust me? And, like, she'd walk off like she was real sad and stuff. Yeah. I can see some, because think about
manipulate,
this.
Because they was on, like, 19.
They was young, yeah.
And they when they asked about their money, she was like, well, look, if you talk about money, y'all got to pay for your own bus now. Y'all got to pay for this, that, and the other. And so it made it seem like to them, like, oh, wait, we be over our head. Let's just ride this out, and then next time, and we'll get
we'll
our money.
It out.
You know, but shit, it didn't happen. So Pebbles was getting her money. She know that. Put like
oh,
that.
Yeah, man.
So they must not have had a manager. They
Pebbles was their manager.
Yeah, Pebbles.
She was acting, okay.
Manager and record label owner.
Dude, hey, Nita, this they said they made $50,000 one year.
Right.
Like $50,000. Pete, we working. That's a regular job.
Right. Yeah. Remember, she said my uncle worked worldwide for the city. The city and is a trash man and get paid more than me.
Yeah. So it's like, dude, you selling millions of records,
right,
and you getting 50. And then when she bought them trucks,
and then they was making fun of them at the club.
It was like, damn, you too old to be y'all too famous to be driving your mama's car, ain't you?
Yeah.
It was bad. So you needed you to see it, man. It was a good movie. I'm gonna watch it again.
But that was one of the things though that I wanted to spend more like Left Eye's rhyme skills. We really don't mention that when we talk
You're
about.
Right.
We always mention Kim. We mention the Brett. Missy's, the Bretts.
You know why, though.
Lauren Hills.
You know why. I think a big reason, the reason why we don't mention is because we kind of forget. And it's because she wasn't solo. And it wasn't like she was in a female rap group. She was in a female, you know, basically R&B /
pop,
and she would do some rapping in it, too. But I think that she would have had to put out some solo stuff away from the group for people to really take her seriously instead of, you know,
versus
ultimately kind of sounding like she's just a featured rapper, which she kind of was. She was a group member, obviously, but, you know, I don't think that people who talk about hip-hop tend to, you know, include somebody who was kind of just in there for, you know, a feature, you know.
You like that Waterfalls verse from her, though? It was a dope-ass verse.
It was.
I seen that rainbow yesterday.
Dude. I actually read the lyrics.
Cadence
I was like, damn, that was a dope ass verse though.
Yeah,
like you could tell she was on some she was crazy as cat shit, but she was on some deep shit though.
I don't think she was crazy. I just think shit. Sometimes your when your mind ain't thinking like everybody else's mind, people
it
look
just
at
comes
you like
crazy.
Yeah, like Tupac, people was like, oh, he crazy. He wasn't crazy.
Yeah, you know? No, that's real. And they did that song together too though. You know.
Yeah. So I want to hear the song though. I don't think I think I might have heard it.
It's on one of them Pac.
Machiavelli.
No. It's on one of them. Not the bootleg ones. The ones I think they actually issued that that Pac mom issued out one of them posthumous albums.
Okay.
Like from the Pac Still Alive album. I forgot. It was a whole bunch of them. Yeah, I was like, dude, the movie was impeccable. Like, it was. I was surprised as hell, like how good it was.
If you haven't seen it, go. I'm definitely recommending. Go watch the VH1 movie.
I was tripping off. I didn't know she messed with Dalvin. I always thought she messed with Dalvin back in the day.
I didn't either.
Because I knew that from I knew it looked so good though in the Do You Believe in Love video. Remember that she was in there with them and Dalvin. They played. They was getting married.
Oh. No,
Love You For Life.
Oh, with T-Boz messing with Dalvin. Yeah.
I suspected that then. But
that was Mac 10, though, right?
Way before Mac 10. They were together for like years on there. Because they went through like the first and second album, and she was with Dalvin in the movie. At least in the movie, it portrayed that.
Yeah, okay.
I knew the Love You For Life video, and I'm like, damn, that was like 95, 96 when that song came out. So that would be about right around when Crazy Sexy Cool came out.
Yeah. Crazy Sexy Cool, I think they came out in 94.
second album, Jodeci album came out 95.
I would say 95. Yeah, that was the show, the after party, right?
Yep. That's the show, the after party, the hotel. Yeah. Dang, I was like, dang, I didn't know she really. They had Dalvin portrayed in there, like they had him in there, like as a role.
Dude, they had Puffy in there.
What was funny? What I was tripping off of was that cockroach.
He did pretty decent.
And he still got his hairline, man.
He said he still got his hairline.
Damn, right. My shit leaving.
and Cole got his still, huh?
Yeah, Cole about 43.
All right, we're going to move forward to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. He proposed to her, man. He rented out the stadium.
What stadium?
MetLife or something like that stadium.
New York?
Yeah, something like that stadium. He rented out the whole stadium for only him and 10 other people. And he performed a song to propose to her in front of those, like, 10 people. Yeah. And then she got, like,
empty seats.
She got, like, a 15-carat ring.
I wonder if he was, like...
And he had a symphony, too. That's right.
He said, please, Mary. I wonder if he did one of them Kanye quick smiles and then back to, like, trying to be...
He's straight face.
Like, it's so... weird when he does that. He'll smile real big and then, like, in a second, he back to, like, the tight face.
All right, how long they going? Oh, San Francisco. AT&T Park in San Francisco. He rented it out. Okay. All right, how long before they break up?
I'm going to give him about... I'm going to give him 6 months.
6 months of marriage?
Yeah.
The wedding's going to be probably off the hook, huh?
Yeah, the wedding's going to definitely be off the hook, but I don't know. He might not get that Beyonce, Jay-Z treatment like LeBron James did, you know, but...
This is maybe my personal feelings away. I don't think a lot of other entertainer people like her though. Like, would just want to just be kicking it with her like that. It feels like other couples and other people. You know, people like,
I definitely think it's her. And it's funny because her and Amber Rose used to roll together at one point.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I swear they was rolling together, man.
I think because Kanye was had everybody all his hoes around each other and stuff though.
Okay.
And so you're like, yeah, be friends with my other side chick, and then y'all can all be friends.
Right, just have fun.
Then I can fuck both of y'all.
All of y'all.
Same time.
All of y'all.
I got the money for it. I'm good for it.
Right, you know I'm good. Come on, baby, this is me. If I get you pregnant.
Like, is this really the sucker? Is he up for sucker of the year for this?
You know what?
Proposing?
I can't give him the sucker of the year. Right.
For Kim K, though. For the Kim K.
He's up there. He's a good
I can't. No, I ain't going to give him
not for sucker of the year, though. He is not nominated for sucker of the year.
Just because I think, for real, so you gotta be really, really content with yourself to
but
know.
But I heard he's not content though. That's what they say though. He trips out anytime anybody bring up the sex tape or anything about Kim and with Ray J or anything with any.
But
of
the obviously
older.
He has
Chris
to be content
Humphreys.
With it because he's marrying her. If he was really tripping off of it, he wouldn't even get her pregnant. He wouldn't be getting married to her. I mean,
underneath all the layers of crazy that people say that about Kanye West, which you know is you know, yeah, he brings it on himself sometimes. I think that he really does. Love her, and I think they'll stay together. I don't know if this is like you know fly by night. You know, like yeah, I'm finally with Kim Kardashian. I've been rapping about her for long enough. Because he was throwing her name in his rhymes and stuff. But and it did seem like it just came out of nowhere.
It's about their relationship.
Yeah, and then like she pregnant. It's like, but I don't know. I don't think.
I mean, supposedly they've been kicking it for a long time
right,
on the low.
Yeah,
on the low.
I was always saying that they was always friends or whatever. So I don't really think that. It's doomed to fail in 6 months.
All right, I'm seven. Seven. My fault, seven.
This is Kim Kardashian's third marriage. Keep this in mind, people.
That's true. But her marriage?
She was married before to the old boy.
Chris Humphries.
Yeah, she was married before to another dude before she could mess with Ray. Before she started messing
really?
With Ray J. She got married like 20
How
or 21.
Is she? I was about to
33.
Say
she's 33.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah. Kim K was married to another dude for like maybe 3 or 4 years though in between.
That's kind of bad. She's 33 and she still sound and talk like that. Like I definitely thought she was like mid to late 20s.
Well,
leaning on the mid 20s.
At this point, I'm trying to further my career. I just want to get one of her sisters, man. Damon
Thomas is her first husband from 2000 to 2004.
Yeah, well,
he's from the Underdogs production team. They produce for like Brian McKnight, Aretha Franklin, Avant. They produce Avant's whole album, As Yet,
talk
B2K.
About
B5, Babyface.
Oh, they did B2K?
Yeah, he did. He got to be.
Stop the press.
Right. He did Backstreet Boys.
Ooh.
So he's a part of this production team.
Man. Man, dang. Who else?
You got that underdog?
They ain't do NSYNC.
They
98 Degrees. Please tell me they did 90 Degrees.
What about All for One?
Joe. Yo, All for One is one of the most suckers looking groups of all time.
It's like all them groups, they were like cookie cutter. We need one black guy.
One Hispanic guy.
Right,
one.
Right, from Color Me Bad.
And two white and two white guys that look like they're like they from the hometown America.
And we need one white guy that acts a black.
Make sure the black guy
that raps.
Yeah.
That's the rapper.
Make sure the black guy has no mustache.
At all.
But All for One had two black dudes in it though, remember?
Oh.
It was two black dudes, the heavy set black dude and the skinny black dude. And then it was two white dudes.
Didn't they sing, I swear?
Yep.
And I swear. By the moon and stars and the sun.
I'll be there.
For better.
I hated that song.
Hey, man, me too.
I used to hate that song myself, man. Oh,
ain't that funny how we used to hate the song? We know the fucking lyrics, dude.
They like, played it all the goddamn time.
You'll be like, man, what the fuck?
They really tried with them, man. They really tried with them.
They force fed us All for One, dog.
Dude, they
did. They force fed that group to us. We were like, we had to accept it.
I'll tell you a group that I was not mad at, that they pretty force fed. They pretty much force fed. That was PM Dawn. I will listen to
them. Oh, yeah.
PM Dawn, yeah.
I love like some old PM Dawn.
Do they won a Grammy?
All for One?
No, I don't.
I missed that year.
No, I swear.
Hey, y'all know KRS.
Best pop performance by a duo or group.
Hey, KRS-One rushed PM Dawn up off the stage.
Punched him in the face.
Hey, come on, KRS. Why you do that to them, man?
Or me. Hey, what are they talking crazy about? Something like KRS-One?
I think that was back when KRS-One was just like, man, I'm doing this for hip-hop. All right. Boom.
Hey, you know, both of them niggas from PM Dawn probably had on sandals, too. So
yeah, right.
You can't really fight, you know, so not the sandals with the buckles on them. Boy, your foot going to slide out the front of them.
They're like All for One. They rejoined back up together, though, to release a new album coming out next year.
No. You know who just had an album? The Backstreet Boys. They got a new song out.
Yeah. New Kids on the Block had a new album.
They was actually on tour for a second.
Yeah,
New Kids on the Block.
All of them. And Boys to Men.
Yeah, and Boys to Men. And New Edition
too.
That's
good for them. They weren't part of that.
New Kids on the Block, dude. They had some cuts too back in the day, though.
Oh,
right stuff.
How about Color Me Bad?
Color Me Bad. That was my group.
Color Me Bad.
I can't good faith play.
I want to sex you up.
I can't do that. Why not? Even though I liked it back in the day, you know, I didn't know no better.
That was a dope song.
Yeah.
That's a classic. I
want to take you. Well, Color Me Bad had another song, too. They had that.
Mia Moore. Yeah, that was a dope song, too.
Yeah.
Y'all sleeping on them cats, man.
And that was a group, though, back in the day, though, man. And then, like, that was during the time Vanilla Ice was out, the Ice Baby
Look here,
and
man,
shit.
I had a thing to tell him some other day, though, dude. Ice Baby is still a dope song, though.
Damn right.
He was a horrible over MC, but you can't tell me.
Now, on that song, on that song,
it was a dope-ass song.
But like this.
Beat was nice because that was Queen.
Yeah. I don't even use this word a lot, but Vanilla Ice swag on that song, I don't use that word at all. But I'm saying the word swag, I'm going to use that. His swag on Ice Baby was so much up there. You kind of wanted to believe that maybe this dude really.
It was real. From Miami and Harlem.
He has a couple. Then you know what? He do sound like a cool white dude. But then I saw Arsenio Hall straight. Oh my God! He annihilated him
all time. Though he's like.
But what didn't he have him on the show? Before he did that.
He had him on
the second time he came on.
He had him on the show.
Prior to doing it.
Yeah, but I think he had him on just performing. But I don't think they interviewed him the first time. He just performed Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
I think he came back for that movie. What was the movie? I think to talk about the movie.
Cold as Ice.
I think he was on there to talk about his movie. And then he was like, you really from the hood? He's like, yeah, West Miami. And he was like, who vouched for you? Flavor Flav, one of my best friends. Like, hold on, Flavor Flav is one of my best friends, and actually he's here right now.
Yeah, he's
and
in
they
the back.
Flav out.
No, Flav didn't actually come out.
Flav
was in the back. I know exactly what you're talking about because that's what he said. And it was funny because Arsenio Hall was fronting him out, but he was keeping it straight. But he was like, and you know, you had some harsh things to say about Hammer. So,
right, you know, Hammer's his boy.
Yeah, he was like,
I had to get up off that tour though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody else trying to outshine, you know, you outshining somebody else don't even want to get mad about it, you know what I'm saying? I had to do what I had to do though, and everything. No, you know, West Miami.
Yeah, hey.
Tell me that's not how you talk though.
And then he was trying to say, he said he went
word
to the same.
Word to your motherfucker.
Word to your mother. Yeah, you
word
remember?
Word to your mother. It's like that man.
Oh,
that
man.
Alone, the way he just messed that saying all the way up.
Word
it
to your
word
mother.
Word to the mother.
Word
for
to your mother.
That don't know.
Word to your mother.
Me and Flay was just kicking it last night. You know,
dude, he said he went to the same high school Luke went to, and they like, nah, you didn't. No, you
Uncle
didn't.
Luke, yeah, and I'm down with Luke Skywalker and all them cool and everything.
But I'm going to tell you this. He had two classics. That Ninja Rap.
Yep,
that was the shit.
That Ninja Rap was a classic.
If he did
no,
that,
no,
at
that's
a concert,
somebody else.
Yeah,
Ninja.
Oh no, that was the first one.
Yeah,
right. He did. Yeah,
that go Ninja, go Ninja, go Ninja. Here was in a half shell. Yeah. Something. I don't know all the words, but yeah.
And I did see that movie.
He ripped that shit, man.
Who didn't see that movie?
Damn.
And then,
right.
Remember, and then he was in there. He was like, "Damn, man, you knew Vin Lice was kind of going down." And if you look back, how he was, how his dancers was kind of standing away far from him, during the Ninja movie, they was like, no, and it was all like, whoa, and it was like. They know, like, damn, you gotta get away from Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
We keep gonna fall off, though. They gonna think we gonna be the background dancers.
He definitely did.
Here's the funny part, though. He was like, they was trying to put him against Hammer and all this stuff. And, like, they was both whack, though. Like, Hammer was
no.
Hammer was a dancer.
Are you? No, I disagree.
As a rapper?
Dude, I was messing with Hammer.
Hammer got rhymes.
No. Let me. Okay, all right. I guess I'm the only one in here. Turn this mother out. That what was the first
turn? That was
the first album. I'm saying the first album. First album was What was the name of the first album? Well, it was
it
turned
his mother.
Out.
Turn his mother. I think it's turned his mother.
That was the only one that I would be like, okay, I like songs off of this. After that, come on, man.
You tripping.
Really?
That's why we pray.
Pray.
Oh my God.
Pray.
Where am I at?
We need
too
to
legit
pray.
Too quick.
Too legit to quit.
That was good pop rap at best.
Dude, and then,
that dude was not
rhyming. It's all good.
It's all bad. That stuff was terrible.
It's all good.
Pumps in the bump.
That was terrible. I'm on record.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, y'all.
Terrible.
Hey, Hammer on Pumps in the Bump was doing too much.
Yes.
Hey,
he was showing too much.
He did the fun attack.
Did Jay-Z
this? Dude.
The first Hammer album technically is Feel My Power, but I was just underground.
The first official one
is Let's Get It Started.
Let's Get It Started.
Let's get it started.
And I will vouch for all those songs because I was down there.
Dude,
I was
that
down
Let's
there.
Get It Started. Turn,
I was down there.
The tracks on her.
They
Turn
put me
This
in the
Mother
mix.
Out was number one.
Turn This Mother
number
Out was
two,
a joint.
You go, Let's Get It Started. So you think how hype you are.
What happened to Big MC?
He died.
He did?
Yeah, I think he had a heart attack. That's why he went on the next album.
You being for real?
I'm dead serious. I think 2 Advanced
died. I think 2 Advanced
died, though.
Wow, I didn't know that. But no, I can't.
The fucking hell, they had a couple little bits on it.
Dude, that was terrible.
But it was whack.
Hammer is whack. I'm sorry, brother.
I'm going to say his whack is moment, though, because, like I said, I was a Hammer fan.
My first album was dope, though.
Yeah, I was a fan the first album. I really was.
I say it really got bad for him on Pumps in the Bump. Like, during that video, for me to see my childhood hero.
I'm talking about
a little hitty with a little bit,
and doing pelvic thrust.
What was the other song? The other scene was it?
It was all from the same album, wasn't it?
Yeah, the funk.
Hey, have y'all heard his version of Tupac Unconditional Love?
Yeah. Dude, yes, you showed it to me.
You heard it before Needles.
No.
Okay, now look, I follow Hammer on Twitter. And, you know, salute to Hammer. That's the homie, man. That's the big. He's like an uncle to all of us that have grown up on music. Period. But when he said you know, Tupac wrote this song for me. Told me to rap it like I mean it. I'm thinking like, what did Dino Pop wrote something for Hammer? Then all of a sudden, I clicked on his link, and it was like. Yeah. And it was that Unconditional Love. You can hear it from the startup. I'm like, come listen to my truest thoughts. But dude, like he was rhyming it like Hammer. I'm like, it sounded a little different. I'm like, okay, this.
It sounded a little different.
I was like, yeah, I see where Hammer was going with this, but yeah, I'm kind of glad Pac rapped this mug, man. But you know, I got all love for Hammer,
punked.
Man.
The funniest joint
I hope I'm being punked.
Well, Andre,
no, you're not.
Andre 3000 said, you can say what you want to say about Hammer, but Hammer whoop your ass.
I've heard Hammer's tossed up a lot of cats.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah.
See, I'm talking about him rhyming. I don't care about how built he is. I don't care.
Oh, his funniest
that's
record.
Not, that don't
change the
fact
he's in them draws popping his dick.
His funniest rap when he did the diss to Jay-Z.
I mean,
that was recent, kind of recent, right?
He was chasing him through the woods.
He chased him through the woods.
And then Jay-Z fall in some water.
And he bounded baptized Jay-Z.
Yeah. He did. He ate.
Give me the girls with the pumps and the bumps.
Oh, man. Pumps and the bumps? That boy had three rolls of quarters in his drum.
I didn't even know about that Sultry Funk album was dope, too.
Which one?
That was the one that got to keep going on. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah. Got to keep on. Doom, doom.
There's a couple. Doom, doom.
Which one
and
had
that? Sultry Funk 200. That's the type of funk I want.
Yeah. Which one had to have you seen her on it? Which one have you seen her?
Have you seen her on Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him.
Please Hammer Don't Hurt Him.
Now, what was the album after that? Please Hammer Don't Hurt
Too Legit to Quit.
And then the Funky Headhunter.
But what I was going to say is
Inside Out was
kinda
the album that I'm talking about with Sultry Funk on there. It's Inside Out.
But they, them, like him and Vanilla Ice kind of did the same thing kind of at the same time. Like, they knew, okay, all this arena rap and this, like, you know, extra
fizzling
dancing,
off.
That's fizzling off, so we got to come back hard.
Vanilla Ice had dreads. Yep.
Came back.
Roll them up.
Roll them up.
Roll up the Hootie Max. Roll them up. Roll them up.
Are you kidding me?
That was whack, too.
Oh, God, that was whack.
He messed up one black hairstyle with Ice Baby. He came back to mess up the other one with the dreads.
Hey.
And he's in like some back alley with the
with trash can lit on fire.
Trying to be some old Cypress Hill.
Nas Effects kind of feel.
Yeah. Everybody's on weed now, so I guess I'll say I smoke weed. Let me make a weed talk.
Vanilla Ice.
That's how it was.
Woody Max. Damn, I forgot about that.
Obviously Hammond with, you know, came back. Had that Scully. Like, oh man. What happened to the suits and the parachute pants?
It's a dope song, man.
No, it is not.
It's all good.
It has a dope sample. I'll give it that.
What's and that? Another song y'all gonna dislike that I think is a classic too is Deion Sanders. It must be the money.
That's terrible too.
Classic.
That is terrible. Hey, that's like saying Kobe Bryant's joint was dope.
Didn't say that.
With Tyra Banks. And you know Flirt, right? The singer Flirt from St. Louis. He sings like a man. Flirt can sing his ass off, but yeah. Flirt was in this. He was in a Hammer video. Hammer and Deion Sanders, Move Your Feet.
Oh, yeah.
It was for the Street Fighter soundtrack.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Deion Sanders had another video?
They had a whole bunch of tracks together.
Yeah. I know he was in the Pumps and the Bump video.
Yeah,
but that was the remix video that Deion was in. That was the remix.
He actually came out in this video, Move Your Feet, and was acting on choreographed dance moves.
with Hammer and with Prime?
Deion Sanders came out, dog. I was looking. I was like, is this Hammer or?
Butterfly.
Man, Deion Sanders, first off. He too tall to be doing any type of Hammer. This nigga knocking light bulbs about the ceiling and stuff, doing Hammer dance moves. So, hey, Van Damme was in the video. He was, you know that Van Damme dance. Yeah. Van Damme was in the video.
Van Damme was in the video. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's horrible. That's horrible, man.
That one was bad.
Well, man, hey, Needles, man, thank you for coming on Stroud Lowcast, brother.
Man.
Let everybody know where they can check out your stuff and whatever you have coming up.
All right, you can check out ghettoblastic.com. That's like the media website that, music and all that stuff. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Nappy DJ Needles. On Facebook /NappyDJNeedles. Hit me on my Gmail, DJNeedles76@gmail.com. Just doing.
Yeah, any mixtapes? Anything that people can download?
Got the mixtapes. We just me and Rem just put out the Paul Dukes joint, the George Duke tribute beat tape. DJ Reminisce and my beat alias, which is Nodzilla. That's on Ghetto Blastic. You can get that on that or the Bandcamp, which is Nodzilla.bandcamp. I got the Tribe Called Cast. I don't know if y'all heard about that or got that, but it's the Tribe Called Quest Beats with
Outkast. You put that on the show, though. You put it on the show before.
Outkast lyrics over Tribe Called Quest Beats. And that's
I got to get that.
Yeah, you played on the show in one of the mixes.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that.
It got a lot of love from a lot of blogs, too, man. Okay Player was riding with it, so it was dope, man. I put it out August 2nd.
Okay.
It's almost like 10,000 downloads to this date.
Salute, brother.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so just, you know, peep that out. You can just go a Tribe Called Cast on Google and go to any one of the blogs. You can download that. So I'm working on another Jazzy Fat Nappy joint.
Okay.
You know, new soul hip hop fusion. Doing that and just getting ready for this for more events in the year out. You know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Javon, anything coming up?
Man, I got Class Clowns coming up in December. Man, I know it's a while. It's a while away, but it ain't a while away.
People still gotta get
that.
Yeah, man. And you know, shit. I got some stuff coming up. I'm going to Jamaica in about 2 weeks, man. But I'm not saying about 3 weeks,
man.
Did
you know getting a passport taken care of?
I just got taken care of today, so shit.
You all good.
Yeah, I mean, I just sent off for it today. I had it expedited, so I should be getting back. They said in 2 weeks, and okay. I'm going to leave.
Gotta get that passport. Everybody.
Yeah,
get
man.
Get your passport.
Yep, get the fuck up out this country. So
yep.
Rem, anything coming up, brother?
Not right now, but you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, everything. DJ Reminisce 10.
Where they can hit you up at, Javon?
Oh, you can hit me up on Twitter at Javon Bibbs, J-O-V, as in Victor, A-N-B-I-B-B-S.
All right, you can hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter. Hit us up on our Twitter page as well, StraightOLC. All emails at StraightOLC@gmail.com. As well as a Facebook fan page, Straight Out Low Cash, with people over there, you know, they always coming up with jokes and turning it up. Give us some more iTunes reviews, people. We appreciate those iTunes reviews, as always. And then the Joel Osteen... donation fund is still in full effect, and Next with Javon, we need to get together and get your
my show. We got y'all, man. Give me 2 weeks, and we gonna
and we definitely will be back next week. Anybody in the, any final words? Anything? Hammer's one of the best of all time.
I mean, he's one of the best.
You're alone on that one.
I'm sending a bump.
He's one of He's one of the best hip hop entertainers of all time.
He made hip hop get money. Better get money. People take that away from him.
He ain't the only one. Run DMC did that.
No. Not DMC. More than Hammer. Hammer has.
I'm just saying he's not the first one, and he's not the one that kickstarted.
I think Hammer the one to get to the next level though.
I'm
Hammer took it
bumps.
To that money. He's the first rap album to go diamond. And he was the highest selling rap album until Eminem.
Pumps and the bumps.
He was the highest selling.
That says a lot.
But that a white guy had to take over the top.
And a white guy with actual skills on the mic.
Yeah.
Pumps and the bumps.
Yeah. And then we'll be back next week on Stride Low Cash.
We finna go fling these pumps and the bumps up in these women.
Straight out of Low Cash.